CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, is like a little city. Straddling the border of France and Switzerland, it employs 3,000 people and occupies a site that is measured in square miles. Cairn boasts a string of magnets that weigh more than the Eiffel Tower, and an underground tunnel over 16 miles around. Breaking up atoms, as James Treffel has noted, is easy. You do it each time you switch on a fluorescent light. Breaking up atomic nuclei, however, requires quite a lot of money and a generous supply of electricity. Getting down to the level of quarks, the particles that make up particles, requires still more. Trillions of volts of electricity and the budget of a small Central American nation. Cairn's new Large Hadron Collider, scheduled to begin operations in 2005, will achieve 14 trillion volts of electricity and cost something over $1.5 billion to construct. There are practical side effects to all this costly effort. The World Wide Web is a Cairn offshoot. It was invented by a Cairn scientist, Tim Berners-Lee, in 1989. But these numbers are as nothing compared with what could have been achieved by, and spent upon, the vast and now unfortunately never-to-be superconducting super collider, which began being constructed near Waxahachie, Texas, in the 1980s, before experiencing a super collision of its own with the United States Congress.